Shalom to all. Today's Avos Cholim Daf Chaf Tes, and we're talking about the sixth line with the words Tashma. And today's Avos Sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Riyakam Moshe Hernish Shamash Should Have an Aliyah. So we're in the middle of discussion Machlokes Rav and Rav Kahana regarding shechting just half a simen. Rav says the shechting half that's called Mechtal Mechta, that's like Rav, as long as he shechted half and he didn't leave the majority of the simen uncut, so therefore it's perfectly fine and it's an okay shechita. Whereas Rav Kahana says no, you actually have to physically shech the majority of the simen. And we tried to ask a number of questions on Rav unsuccessfully. We continue asking Tashma. We've had this before multiple times. Let's say half of the kana was pogum, which is okay, that doesn't ruin it. And he adds on a little bit of a cut, and then he finished it. The shechita is kosher. Now, if you want to say that just shechting half of it is like rav, so trefa hava. It's already trefa from the get-go because half of the kana was pogum, and that's considered like rav is pogum, and that would be a problem from the beginning. Question on rav. So rav, he answers, it's not a question. Shani lin trefa the inun rav hanir le'nayim. When it comes to rendering something a trefa, you have to have rav hanir le'nayim, which means it has to be visible, discernible by the eye alone that this is Rav, meaning it has to be very obvious that this is Rav, not that you take a ruler and you say, okay, I see that it's 50.5%, so that's Rav. It has to be more than that, it has to be obviously recognizable. And that's why when Chetzi Kan is Pogom, it's not considered Rav, because again, that's a din by Trefas. However, Amalei Abaya told him, like called a Chain Hu, based off what you're saying, shouldn't it be a Kol Shekain the opposite? Because Uma Trefa de Mashu Metarfa. In regards to a Trefa, we say with many din of Trefas, as we're going to learn later on, even the smallest thing, the smallest hole, smallest problem, could render the animal Trefa, but still, Hechad Be'inon Ruba, when we do require Rav by Trefas, Be'inon Rav Hanir Le'Nayim, you require this huge Rav that should be visible to the eye, while Shechita, the Ad Eka Ruba, Le'mis Chashra, in regards to Shechita, the way of Rav of the Simon Shechted, it's not Kasher, like Kol Shekain, shouldn't we say for sure, the Be'inon Rav Hanir Le'Nayim, that you need the majority visible to the eye, and it's not sufficient just to Shecht half of it and say that that's considered Rav? That's a pretty strong question. The Gemara says you're right. Ella, the Kuli Alma, Mechtal Mechta, Einai Kerav. Everybody, even Rav, hold that just Shechting half of the simen is not considered like Rav. When did Rav and Rav Kahana have their machlokes regarding half being considered Rav? That's regarding the Korban Pesach. What's this discussion? Let's have all Yidin, 50% were Tar, 50% were Tamei. Now we know there's a din, that if there's an individual Yid who's Tamei, he can't bring his Korban Pesach, he gets pushed off the Pesach Sheni. But if the Tzibur, the Kahal, if they're Tamei, so then they actually bring Pesach Rishon, the main Korban Pesach, in a state of Toma. So let's say it was 50-50. Rav Amar, he says, Mechza Mechza, Kerav. Half-half is considered like Rav, and everyone does Pesach Rishon. Whereas Rav Kahana Amar, he says, Mechza Mechza, Einai Kerav, half-half is not considered Rav. And Vahasa Matam de Rav, over there, what's Rav's reasoning that half-half is considered Rav? That's because Yechsev, the Pasuk says, in regards to Karim Pesach, Ish Kiyah Tamal Nafesh. A man, if he's Tamei. What does that tell us? Ish Nidchav, Ein Tzibur Nidchin. Only a man gets Nidcha. He gets pushed off if he's Tamei, but not the Tzibur. And the moment you have 50% of people Tamei, even though it's only 50%, that's not considered Ish anymore. That's not considered an individual man, because you already have 50%. And that's when Rav holds that it's considered Rav, and they're going to do Pesach Rishon. Turns out the Machlokes has nothing to do with Shechita. We can discuss, the Mishnah says, Rav Echad Ba'if. So the question is, as we had mentioned very briefly in the Mishnah, Tanina Chad Zimna, we already learned that, Ruba Shel Echad Kamayu, the majority of one of them is just like it. In other words, the Mishnah is repetitive. In the Rashi of the Mishnah, it says, Ruba Shel Echad Kamayu, so it clearly tells us you could shech the majority of the Simon, and that's fine, it doesn't have to be the whole thing. And then, afterwards, the Mishnah tells us, Rav Echad Ba'if and Rav Shnayim Behema, that's kosher. Why do we have to have that mention again? There's no point. So Amar Vashaya, he answers, Chad B'chulin v'chad b'kadshim. One is telling us that by chulin, just a regular animal, you want to shecht for Shabbos or whatever it is, that that's okay to shecht rav. And the other one is talking about kadshim, that it's okay to shecht rav. And utzricha, we have to have both these dinim. Diash mina chulin. If we just had this by chulin, I might think that hasam hu desagulei beruba, that over there by chulin, it's enough to shecht rav. Mishum delav ledam hu tzarech. He doesn't need the blood, so as long as he shechts rav, that's perfectly fine. Aval kadshim deladam hu tzarech. Kadshim, the whole purpose of shechting them is to get the blood, so you could do zrika on the mizbeach. Eim aloy desagulei beruba. I might say it's not sufficient to shecht rav. Ad ikakule, he would have to do the entire thing. So as we have to say by kachim that it's okay to do rav, and miashmina kachim, if we only had kachim, I might think mishum d'ladam utzarech that only applies to kachim because he needs the blood for zrika. Avo chulin d'ladam loytzarech, but when we shecht in chulin, he doesn't need the blood for anything. Ema b'palgasagile, I might think it'd be sufficient just to shecht half, and he doesn't have to do rav. Kamash b'lon, that's what we also have to say by chulin to say that you do need to have rav, and it's not sufficient just to do half. So that's why we have to have these two members in the Mishnah, the Reish and the Seifa, one talking about chulin, one talking about kachim. So now the question is, hey b'chulin v'hey b'kachim. Which mention of Rav in the Mishnah is referring to Chulin, and which one is referring to Kachim? So we're going to have five different explanations, and everyone's going to agree. They're just going to argue on how we see it. So Rav Kahana tells us, Mistabra, Reisha b'Chulin v'Seif b'Kachim. It's logical to say that the first mention of the Mishnah is about Chulin, and the second one is about Kachim. Now, we might, how do we know this? So that's Mi'ik Tani HaShaychet. That's because the Mishnah begins with the word HaShaychet, one who shechts. And Visa Gadaitach Reisha b'Kachim, if you want to say the Reisha is talking about Kachim, Hamoylik mi b'Yalei. It should say the word Hamoylik, because we do Malika to birds, not Shechita. Ask the Gemara, El Mai, Seif b'Kachim. So does that mean to say that the Seif Seifa is referring to Kachim. The problem with that is Shchitasik Sheira, instead of the Mishnah saying it's Shchita is Kasher, Malikasik Sheira Bailei, it should really say the Malika is Kasher. So the Gemara answer is no, Holy Kasher, that's not a problem. I saw like Behema, Tananami Shchitasik Sheira. Since in the Seifa, it finishes off the statement by talking about animals because it says Roiv Echad Ba'if, Roiv Shnaim Bebehema. So finish talking about animals, Tananami Shchitasik Sheira. That's why it also says the words the Shchita is Kasher, but obviously in regards to a bird, it means the Malika is Kasher. Al Resha Mechti, in regards to Resha, let's see. Al Oivkai, the first word of the Mishnah, Hashaychet, is going on the word right afterwards, which is Oif. So if you want to think that we're talking about Kachim in the first part of the Mishnah, Hamalik Mibayalei, it should say Hamalik, and it doesn't do that, it says Hashaychet, therefore it must be that the Resha is Chulin and the Seifa is Kachim. We continue discussing this, Rashim Bar Ashi, where he says, Resha B'chulin Mehacha, we know the Resha is talking about Chulin from the following. Diktani, what does it say? Echen Ba'oif, one by a bird is okay. Now, if you think we're talking about Kachim in the Resha of the Mishnah, Ha'ika Ailas Ha'oif, the Baishne Simonim, we have a bird that requires two Simonim, not one. So we ask, Elamai, Seif B'kachim? So you want to say the Seif is talking about Kachim? Well, the problem is, Roiv Echad Ba'if, it also uses the same lashon in the Seifa that the majority of one by a bird is kosher. Ha'ika Ayla Sa'if, the Baishne Simonim. We have Ayla Sa'if that requires two Simonim. So the same problem we just mentioned in the Resha is relevant in the Seifa. So my answer is no. My Roiv Echad, Roiv Kal Echad Ba'echad. When it says Roiv Echad in the Seifa, that means the majority of each one of the Simonim has to have Malika done to it. And Ubedin Hu Dilasni Roiv Shnaim, really, it should have just said Roiv Shnaim and not Roiv Echad. It's just like, even the Ika Chatos, the Sagile B'chad Simon, we do have a Chatos Sa'if that's sufficient just to cut one Simon, Misham Hachile Psikale. Because of that, it's not clear cut. In other words, you can't say Shnayim because it's not Shnayim by a Chatos, it's only Echad, and that's what used the Lashon of Echad, and it's just explained as Roiv Kol Echad V'Echad in regards to the Oif, and so we conclude that the Reish is Chulin and the Seif is Kachim. We continue this, Rav Papa Amar, he says, Reish B'chulin Mehacha. The Reish is talking about Chulin from the following. Diktani, because what does it say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Huda tells us, Achishchas Avridin, that he has to cut the Vridim as well, and Pli Rabban Olay, the Rabbanon argue with him. Now, Shapir. If you want to say the Reish is talking about Chulin, so this makes sense that they argue with him. As we explained on the previous Amud, the Rabbanon asked on Rabbi Huda, basically explaining how there's no reason why you should have to cut the Vridim at the time of Shchita. But if you want to say the Reish is talking about Kachim, I might Pli Rabban Olay. Why would the Rabbanon be arguing with Rabbi Huda regarding cutting the Vridim? Who Atzmei L'damut Sarech? The whole purpose of doing Shchita of Kachim is to get the Dam so you can do Zrika, so why would they say that you don't have to cut the Vridim? You should definitely cut the Vridim so you can get the blood. Therefore, it has to be that the Reisha is talking about Chulin. Now, Rav Ashi Omer, he says, Seifa b'kachim mehacha. We know that the Seifa is talking about Kachim from here. There's no argument. Rav Ashi is just focusing on the Kachim part, not on the Chulin part. And how do we know? Siktani, because the Mishnah says as follows, this is Mishnah Alamad Amud Beis, which is really a continuation of our Mishnah. What does it tell us? Hashechet shnei rashim ke'echad, if he shechts two heads as one, meaning there's two animals right next to each other lined up, and he shechts them in one cut, shechitasek shera, it's kasher. Now, what does that tell us? Hashechet the evad in lechatchila lai. That's only if he does it b'diavad, lechatchila he should not be doing this. Now, Yair b'shlama b'kachim, if you want to say the Seif was referring to Kachim, which means the end of our Mishnah, and that Mishnah as well, which is really just a continuation of the end of our Mishnah, is referring to Kachim, so hanad lechatchila lai. So it makes sense why lechatchila he's not allowed to shech two animals in one shot. Why would that be Mishum Tanir of Yosef? Because Yosef teaches as follows, Tizbach. Let's just pause and explain what we're about to learn. The following has to do with a discussion throughout Gemara called Yesh Eim LeMikra or Yesh Eim LeMesayres, which has to do with the way we read a word. We know that when we open up a Chumash, we read a word the way that we do because it has nekudais. That's called mikra. It's the way we are kairi. It's the way we read it because it has nekudais. However, oftentimes, if there were no nekudais in the word, it would be read differently and it would actually mean something completely different. And that's called mesayres. And there's always discussion, yashem lemikra, yashem lemesayres, which one do we give primacy to? Do we focus on the way it's read with nekudais or without nekudais? Now, the word under discussion over here is tizbachuhu, which translated means you shall shecht it, and that's in the plural you. Now, that's mikra because that's reading it with nekudais. The problem is, though, if the nekudais were removed, it would actually be read as two words, tizbach, who, and that's actually the singular version, or together it would be read as tizbachehu, as we're going to see in a moment. That's what Yosef is commenting on. Tizbach, the pasuk says, again, that's with yesh eim lemesayres, we would just read it as tizbach. That teaches us, shalayu shnayim shechtim zevachachad, that two people are not allowed to shecht one carbon together, that's because it's in the singular form, tizbach. And then when it says tizbachu hu, in other words, when reading these two words together, tizbach, who, that extra word who tells us that one person is not allowed to shecht two karbonis at once, and Rambam Kahane tells us Tizbachehu Ksev is written as Tizbachehu. Again, that would be Yashem Lemesayres. So we can see from here, from what Yosef just told us, is that with Kodshim, there's an Isser to Lichatchila Shech two animals at once. So it makes sense if that's what the Sefer of the Mishnah is referring to. El Yamar Bechulin, but if you want to say the Sefer of the Mishnah is talking about Chulin, Afil Lichatchila Nami. Even Lichatchila, you should be allowed to Shech two animals at once. This whole psul is only in regards to Kodshim. And actually, if Afrashim and Lakish Sava Risha Bechulin, Vesevu Kodshim, Rish Lakish as well jumps on the bandwagon, and he too holds that the Risha Bechulin and Sefer is Kodshim. How do we know this? The Amrashim and Lakish, he tells us, from that which the beginning of the Mishnah says, the majority of one simon is like the whole thing. So lama shaninu rav echad ba'if rav shnayim behema. Why is it we have to repeat it again at the end to say rav ba'if and rav shnayim behema? That's repetitive. And the answer is based off of Mishnah Maseches Yuma. Lefi shaninu, since it was taught that when the kohen gadol does avoda on Yom Kippur, it says if you look at tamid, they brought him the carbon tamid kuratzai, which means he just does a cut right away. Umeirak achar shchitase al yadai, and somebody else finishes the shchita, so the kohen gadol could do kabal sadam so that he could catch the blood. Now the chiddush is as follows: Yachal, you might think that loy merak yehi pasul, that if somebody else did not finish the shchita, then it would actually be pasul. So to that, we learned in our Mishnah, roiv echad ba'if, roiv shnayim behema, then the majority of one by the bird, a majority of two by an animal is kosher, and therefore this kuratzai of the kohen gadol is actually him doing the entire shchita, and the other kohen is really just finishing the cut. But if he doesn't do it, it's still a valid shchita. Bottom line is, we see the seif of our Mishnah is talking about kachem, so that's yet another raya, again this time from Rish Lakish. And I think Mar just asks on what Rish Lakish said. Amar Meir was just stated, yachal loy merak yehi pasul. You might think that if the second kohen didn't finish the shchita, that it would be pasul. The problem with saying that is as follows. On top, if that's really so, that means that somebody else is doing avoida, which means even if you have that havamina, that if the other kohen didn't finish the kohen gadol shchita, that it would be pasul, that means that we need that other kohen, and that means that another kohen is doing avoida on Yom Kippur, and v'tanya we have a brisa, as really tanya we have a mishnah, call avoida Yom Kippurim and ksheris el abai. All the avoida Yom Kippur are only kosher with him, with the kohen gadol, and it clearly means that another kohen is not allowed to do the shchita. So how do we even have a havamina that we need that other kohen to, so to speak, finish the shchita? That would mean that other kohen is doing avoida. The answer is that no hachakam, this is being said. Yachol yehi pasul midrabanan. You might think that if the other kohen doesn't finish the shchita, it would be pasul midrabanan. Because I would think there's a psul midrabanan. Some actually take out this line that we just read because it's repetitive. That's why it's taught. Rav echad ba'if, rav shnayim behema, and the shchita is 100% kosher just with the kohen gadol, and we don't actually need that other kohen. So now we just further clarify. Now that we're saying that even midrabanan, it's not pasul if the other kohen doesn't finish it. So what's the whole purpose of him finishing it? Why does he have to finish that cut if it's absolutely not necessary? And the answer is mitzvah l'marek. It's just simply telling us that there's a mitzvah for him to do it, not that it's necessary, and that if he doesn't do that, then there's a problem. It's just that here's another good, beneficial, positive mitzvah that we do as part of the Yom Kippur Avayda. And continuing with another discussion regarding shchita. Amar Shem ben Lakish, Mishim Levi Saba, Ein al shchita el besayf. That the act of shchita is only at the end, which means it's only once he finishes the shchita, then we say, okay, that's a shchita. He says, Yeshna al shchita mitchila ve'ad saif. It's actually considered shchita from the beginning till the end. And we're going to see what the relevance is in a minute. Amar Rava, so he further clarifies, Hakol Maidim, everyone agrees, Hechad Shachat Semen Echad of Chavim v'Semen Echad Yisrael, Shei Psula. That if a guy shechted one semen and the yid shechted the other semen, that's possible. Shrein Asaba Maisa Trefa Biat Avik Chavim. That's because the Avik Chavim already made it a Trefa before the yid got to it. That has nothing to do with Shechita being at the beginning or the end. And Ba'alas Aif Nami with a bird oil as well. Hechad Malik Semen Echalamata v'Semen Echalamala Psula. If he does Malika to one of the Semanim below and one of the Semanim above, we know that Malika of a bird oil needs to be done above on the upper half of the Mizbeach, which is called above the Chut HaSikra. As if he does Malika of one Semen below it and one Semen above it, so that's possible as well, according to everyone. Sharei Asaba Maisa Chata Sa'if Lamata. That's because by doing Malika to the first Semen below the Chata Sikra, he actually did something that would be kosher for Chata Sa'if, because Chata Sa'if is supposed to be done below the Chata Sikra, and therefore he already passed this Ayla by doing half of it below, because again we view it like a Chata Sa'if. So everyone agrees with that as well. Lo Nechku Ela, the old Machlek is as follows, Kigayin Sheshachat Semen Echad B'chutz V'Semen Echad B'fnim. He shechted one Semen outside of the Azara and one Semen inside the Azara. And here the Nafkamin is going to be, is that considered Shrutei Chutz? Did he passel it by shechting it outside or no? So Lamada Amr Yashna Shchita Mitchila Vad Saif Mechayev. According to the Lamada Amr, which is Rabbi Yochanan, that we look at the whole act of Shchita as being from the beginning till the end, so he's Chayev for Shrutei Chutz because he began the Shchita outside. Whereas Lamada Amr, Ein Shchita Ela B'Saif, according to Rish Lakish, that we only look at the end of the act of Shchita, so Lo Mechayev, he's not Chayev, because the end of the act of Shchita was in the Azara, and we'll look at the beginning part, which happened to have been out of it. However, Amrli Rabbi Shimi, he told him, Mar Lo Yamar Hachi, master doesn't say this, and Umanu, who's master over here, Rav Yosef, and why is that? Because he says as follows, Nami pasul. According to everybody, if he shecht one simon outside, one simon inside the Azara, it's pasul over there. Why is that? That's because he did the Maisa Vachata Sa'if outside. outside. Over here, we're talking about a bird. The one same was shechted outside, the other was inside. And over here, it's possible, according to everybody, even Rish Lakish, that's because Chatasoif only needs one simon shechted or malika done to it. And therefore, when that one simon is done outside the Azara, automatically the apostles it. Therefore, it comes with a different difference. Lenechu Ella, they only argue in the following case, Kigan Sheshachat Miot Simonim Bachot, he just shechted a miot, a minority of the simonim outside the Azara, Ugmari Bifnim, and he completed it inside. So over here, we have a big nafkamina. According to Rabbi Yochanan, then we look at the entire act from the beginning till the end as shechita sumchayv. He's chayv for shechting outside, even though he just did the miyot. Whereas Laman Damar Anal shechita alabasayv, according to Rish Lakish, so we only look at the end of the act as shechita sumchayv. He's not chayv. We continue to ask someone here of Mishnah regarding para duma. Masra Reb Zera, he asks as follows: Kol sugam para, anyone that's involved in the para duma mitchilav ad soif, from the beginning till the end, which means from the beginning till the end of one of the avaydos of the para duma. There's shechita, there's zrika, there's burning it. Sumtam gadim, the kodim comes tamei upasan also malacha cheres, and they also passel it with another malacha, which means if they're working with the paraduma and they at the same time do something else that's not related to the paraduma, for example, they shecht it and cut a vegetable at the same time, so that's going to passel it. Now, let's say erba psul v'shchitasa, psul happens during the shchit of the paraduma, bein kadim psula bein la'achar psula, whether the person's involved in it before or after the psul, in matam begadim, it's not matam his clothing, whereas baza asa, if a psul happened during the azara, the sprinkling of the blood, so kadim psula matam begadim, la'achar psula in matam begadim, if the person involved in the paraduma before the psul, so his clothing become tamay, but it's only after the psul, his clothing aren't tamay, because anyway, the paraduma is possible. Here's the question. If what we're saying is true, namely, she's Rabbi Yochanan, that shechita is from beginning till end, so why does the Mishnah differentiate in the case of shechita itself and not just go to zrika? In other words, I should say, if there's a psul in the shechita, if the person was involved in it before the psul, so then his clothing are tamei. If it was after the psul, so his clothing are not tamei. But the Mishnah doesn't make a differentiation in the shechita. So, Rabbi, the answer is not a problem. You're talking about where there's a problem with the shechita itself, and that's a differentiation you want to make. Well, Shani Hasim, that case is different anyway. The Goy Muslim Afreya, then now it's been clearly shown retroactively, the Lav Shechita Yiklal, that this wasn't valid shechita at all. So even if you do want to say, Yashal Shechita Metchilavad Soif, if the shechita is puzzle, that means anyway the Paraduma wasn't kosher to begin with, so you're not able to make this differentiation of the beginning versus the end. We get to the asking question now on Rish Lakish's shechita. Remember, he quoted Levi Saba. So Ravi tells us, Ikashali, Hakashali. If I want to have a question on this discussion, this is my question. According to Band Amr, the shechita is only relevant all the way at the end. So, if like Bechsher the Parah, why not make a differentiation in the kashrus of the Parah? Kigon, for example, the shechtu betray Gavri, let's say two people shechted together, the Gavri kamaloi matama, we would say the first person is not Tame, the Gavri basar matama, whereas the second person, who's the one that finished the shechita, he's the one that's Tame, because shechita is only relevant at the end, and he's the last person that did the shechita, so he should be Tame, and the first one's not. Why wasn't that differentiation made in the Mishnah? So, Rav Yosef answers, Trey Gavri b'chad zivcha karmet, you're talking about two people shechting a zevach, the Paraduma, Barmine Dahu, it's excluding that. That can't be counted. Because we already learned previously. Tizbach the Pasuk says that teaches us Shalay Yushnaim Shechtin Zevach Echad, that two people can't Shecht one carbon. And Tizbachu Hu, that teaches us Shalay Echad Shechach Nezvachim, that one person can't Shecht two carbonos at the same time. And from Rav Kani tells us Tizbacheu Ksev, that the word will actually be read as Tizbacheu. Either which way, we see from here that you can't have two people Shechting the Paraduma. So that's not a relevant question. However, Omer Le Bayabai told Rav Yosef, Lav Itmar Law, wasn't it said on this that Omer Barachana, Omer Biyachanan, that Zu Divir Blaz Rab Shimon Stimisa? These are words of Blaz Rab Shimon Stimisa, which means that there's many Mishnais and Brises that are said Stam. They don't have official name on them, but they're really Blaz Rab Shimon. So this Shita that two people can't Shecht one carbon is actually Blaz Rab Shimon. Two people could Shecht one carbon. So the question would be relevant regarding them. And also, the Blaz Rab Shimon Nami, even Shita's Blaz Rab Shimon, a lift leg, we still could make a differentiation. Kigan, for example, the Shachar Chad Gavr B'Shnei Sudarim, where one person Shecht the Paraduma, but he was wearing two Sudarim, which is two kerchiefs, or really two hats or turbans on his head. In other words, he started shechting with one hat, and then in the middle, somebody took it off and put on a different one. The Sudar Kama, Loi Matame, the Sudar Basra Matame. The first one wouldn't be Tame, and only the second one would be Tame, because that's the one he was wearing when he finished the Shechita, and we're in the Shechita of Ein L'Shechita El Basayf. So why not say that in the Mishnah? The answer to that is Ella, Bepsul de Para Kamairi, Bashera, Loi Kamairi. This Mishnah is only talking about if the Paradum became Puzzle, and what the Allah would be in those cases, as by the situation where it comes out to be Kusher, that's not what we're talking about, so these questions are not relevant. We're going to stop for the day, but pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss these two shitas, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.